Track three, and here are our headline stories. Leo's positive outlook despite a poor prognosis. A young Teignbridge boy is remaining positive despite having been diagnosed with an incurable neurodegenerative disorder that will likely shorten his life. 11-year-old Leo Powell from Tynmouth was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia, known as FA, earlier this year, having been formerly misdiagnosed with dyspraxia. Thought to affect at least one in every 50,000 people, FA is a rare and progressive condition that affects the nervous system and the muscles. Born in 2013, his parents knew no reason to worry until he was around 5 years old, when Mum Kelly noticed that her son sometimes had issues walking. But it wasn't until 2020 that Kelly noticed how much Leo struggled with physical activity generally. Fast forward to 2024, and Leo, who started at Tynmouth Community School in September, was officially diagnosed with FA. It's horrible, and we have had to tell Leo some horrible things, Kelly said. I have a child who believes in Father Christmas, and I have to tell him that Father Christmas can't fix this. As time has gone on, he's Googled it, and he has seen that there is a life expectancy in the 20s and 30s. Only last week he said, "Mum, what age do you think I will live to?" But I tell you, what he says it all with a great big grin on his face, it really shocked me. I was really worried about telling him, but the way he has taken it is giving us all strength to get through this. He has been amazing, Kelly said. Leo has been enjoying secondary school, not least because he's treated like a VIP, as the school has taken the decision to hold an assembly informing its staff and pupils of Leo's conditions. There is no cure for Friedreich's ataxia, although some medicines such as umvexolexolone, sold under the brand name Skyclaris, have shown promise. The drug is used in the European Union and the United States, but has yet to be approved for use in the UK. In the meantime, Leo needs immediate day-to-day support with the challenges that he faces. For example, he is waiting for mobility aids, including a wheelchair and walking frame. But due to long NHS waiting lists, he currently has no support to help him get around this safely.
The next headline is Brutal Burt Batters Teignbridge Region. Residents and businesses are picking up the pieces after Teignbridge was battered by extreme weather conditions for 4 days, from Thursday the 21st to Sunday the 24th. Snow and icy conditions, which caused the closure of many schools and roads on Thursday, were swiftly followed by storm force winds, torrential rain and flooding, as Storm Burt unleashed its fury. The Met Office issued a yellow weather warning for snow from 5 a.m. on Thursday until 3 p.m, and the white stuff caused disruption for drivers with multiple road closures. Meanwhile, schoolchildren were treated to a day off, as more than 50 schools across Devon closed due to the wintry conditions. As milder air came in and began to melt the snow, the Met Office issued another yellow weather warning, this time for wind and rain, as Storm Burt rolled in on Saturday morning and raged all weekend. High winds toppled trees, felled power lines and damaged property. The 48 hours of heavy rain over the weekend swelled watercourses and led to flooding as drains were overwhelmed and several rivers, including the Teign, burst their banks. The Environment Agency reported that the River Teign at Chudley reached twice its usual level. The previous highest level was recorded in December 2013. The rising water cut off the village of Teignbridge, stranding drivers near the village. Key routes through Teignbridge were also badly affected. The A38 resembled a lake near Drum Bridges and was closed near Chudley, leading to long traffic queues. In Newton Abbot, flooding at Kingstainton caused more tailbacks as Newton Road and Kingstainton Road were closed. Highways teams worked around the clock to deal with hundreds of issues across Devon's road network. up to 30 teams, including highways emergency response crews, tree surgeons and other specialists, worked flat out to respond to problems. Saturday saw a steady stream of call-outs for fallen trees, flooding and other wind damage such as utility infrastructure and road signs, a Devon County Council spokesperson said. Firefighters were also busy as they helped motorists who'd got stuck in floodwater and dealt with several road traffic collisions. By Monday, most of the main road network was open. However, high water levels were still causing issues in areas such as Manison, Star Cross, Avonwick, the Teen Grace Causeway, Liverton and the Dartington to Buckfast Lee Road A384.
Send backlog dubbed no-win situation. Progress on tackling a backlog of plans for children with special educational needs has been dubbed a no-win situation after it pushed up Devon's costs by more than £5 million. The county has been battling a mounting number of educational health and care plans known as EHCPs, which are a legal document which outlines what support children with additional needs require to meet their educational goals. Reducing the number of outstanding EHCPs and its Special Educational Needs and Disabilities Department is a key requirement linked to the £95 million bailout it got from the government safety valve scheme. The Council's Cabinet meeting heard that the overall number of young people within the EHCP in Devon grew to 9,506 in September, which is an increase of 764 on the previous year. It is forecast to hit 9,712 in January, which is around 340 higher than it had been estimated by the Council and the Department for Education when the safety valve agreement was struck. With the clearing of our backlog, ironically, we are in a no-win situation, said Phil Adams, Assistant Director for SEND Improvement. We are making massive progress with the team reducing the number of outstanding EHCPs by 100 a month, which is 10% up on where we thought we would be, and the team is going faster than ever. But every time we clear a plan, it's costing us. The problem is this presents us with a terrible choice. We could slow down and do fewer plans, but then that would let young people and their families down. But if we speed up, it costs us more than every time a plan is agreed. Excluding schools funding, Devon County Council as a whole is expected to overspend by £4 million this financial year, but that is below the £6 million overspend that 2 months ago it predicted it would have by April.